www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com. Policies apply to Jews and Christians in the time of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and the four caliphs. 1. Statements by Syrian Christians in the document known as the Umar Agreement in History presented to Abu Ubaidah. We imposed these terms on ourselves, not to withhold our churches from Muslims stopping there by night or day, to open their doors to the traveler and wayfarer, to entertain every Muslim traveler in our customary style and feed him. We will not abuse a Muslim, and he who strikes a Muslim has forfeited his rights. 2. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu captured Jerusalem in person in 637, he issued a decree to the people of the city and announced that the places of worship of the people of the book would not be touched. 3. Hazrat Umar's radiallahu anhu promise to the Medina Christians contains the principle that none from the Christian faith shall be forced to become Muslims against their will. 4. The article concerning dhimmis in the treaty between Christians and Muslims in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is very important. If one of them becomes weak or old, or suffers from sickness, or becomes poor, when once he was rich, he and his family will receive assistance from the public purse for so long as they are in Islamic territories. 5. Hazrat Umar's radiallahu anhu statement in the pre-agreement with the people of Sham, Damascus: do not take the lands bestowed by Allah away from people, and impose the jizya, capitation tax, according to people's ability to pay, as set out in the Book of Allah. Do not ask for more if the jizya is paid by them. If we share the lands among ourselves, nothing will remain for their children. If the lands are left to their true owners, then Muslims can live on what they produce. You may impose the jizya on them, but you can never take them captive. You may commit no injustice that will offend or harm them, and you may not take away their property if you have no right to it. You must fulfill the responsibilities you have accepted in their agreements with us. 6. Guarantees were given to the Christians living in the city of Tiberias, captured by peaceful means, in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that their churches would not be touched. 7. During the capture of the Armenian city of Dabil, Dvin, Christians, Jews, and Zoroastrians were given assurances and guaranteed the protection of all their places of worship. Moreover, he never withheld permission to restore damaged churches and build new monasteries. For instance, the Saint Sergius Monastery outside of Medina was destroyed by Patriarch Mar'am, but rebuilt during Hazrat Uthman's radiallahu anhu reign. 8. For instance, the Saint Sergius Monastery outside of Medain was destroyed by Patriarch Mar'am, but rebuilt during Hazrat Uthman's radiallahu anhu reign. 9. The capitulation guarantee agreed by Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu with the people of Ma'dinar said, this guarantee is given for their lives, goods, and lands. They cannot be forced to change faith, and the Sharia shall not enter among them. 10. Uqba, the governor of Egypt, contributed to a Nestorian monastery. 11. During the reign of Muawiyah, the church of Urfa and the St. Marcos church was built in Alexandria. 12. The Sinai Monastery with a mosque right next door is an important pilgrimage center on Mount Sinai and a symbol of Muslim acceptance. 13. A letter by the Nestorian Patriarch Ishuyab III They, Abbasids, have not attacked the Christian religion, but rather they have commended our faith, honored our priests, and conferred benefits on churches and monasteries. 14. When non-Muslims could not pay their taxes, they were supported by public funds, which were an important aspect of state support. 15. The agreements between our Prophet, peace be upon him, and various non-Muslim groups particularly stressed that their lives and goods were guaranteed. 16. The treaty issued by the Prophet, peace be upon him, guaranteeing the Christians of Najran their temples, put their places of worship under guarantee by saying the temples of the people of Najran are under the protection of Allah and the responsibility of His Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. 17. According to the account in Abu Dawood, the treaty contains the term, churches will not be destroyed. 18. The guarantee regarding places of worship was repeated in the capitulation document sent by our Prophet, peace be upon him, to clerics of Bani Haris B. Kab of Najran. 19. The Jews of Haybar once came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said that their goods had been taken away by certain Muslims without permission. At this, the Prophet, peace be upon him, summoned the Muslims to the mosque and told them it was unlawful to touch the goods of those with whom a treaty had been signed, and that what they had done was wrong. 20. According to some hearsay, our Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, attended their weddings, visited their sick, and was generous to them. Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace, even spread out his cloak so that the Christians of Najran who came to visit him could sit on it. 21. When the representatives of the Christians of Najran came to Medina, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions performed the afternoon prayer. Since their time for prayer had also come, they entered the mosque and headed toward east, and Rasulullah, peace be upon him, permitted them to perform their own religious observances. 22. Article 17 of the Medina City-State Treaty. Those of the Jews who join us will be assisted and well treated. They will suffer no injustice, and their enemies will not be helped. 23. Article 25. The Jews of the Bani Auf and believers are a single united Ummah. They will live by their own faith, and Muslims by theirs. 24. Article 36. There will be mutual aid, counsel, and goodness between Muslims and Jews. According to reports from different accounts narrated from Tabari and Zemakhshari, there was a Christian living in Mecca who was an ironsmith, who knew the Torah and the Gospel very well, and who the Prophet, peace be upon him, would personally meet and converse with. 26. A letter sent by our Prophet, peace be upon him, to the Christians of Najran said, no matter what happens, no matter how much they own, be it much or little, their churches and monasteries belong to them. They are the responsibility of Allah and His Messenger. No bishop will be removed from where he is serving as bishop and sent elsewhere, nor any monk from his monastery or any priest from his own church. No change will be made to their rights, laws, or customs, so long as they behave with honesty and abide by the responsibilities laid upon them. The protection of Allah and His Messenger will be upon them. They will suffer no oppression, and they will oppress nobody.